KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in some high school track and field over the weekend, a boys' indoor meet at Graceland University, the Jenner Invitational. Southwest Valley and Nottoway Valley had some pretty strong performances. Nottoway Valley won the 4x800-meter relay. Also in action on Saturday at the boys' portion of that meet in the 200-meter dash, Aaron Armstrong of Southwest Valley, a runner-up. The 1600-meter run dominated by Nottoway Valley with Bryson Wallace first, Ben Braheny second, and Toby Bauer finishing in third for the Wolverines. Nottoway Valley won the boys' distance medley. Southwest Valley placed third in that event. Also in the boys' 55-meter hurdles, Brent Shafroth of Southwest Valley had a third-place finish. In the 55-meter dash, Aaron Armstrong of Southwest Valley was second, his teammate Addison Bull placing third. Also in the boys' 800-meter run, Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley was a third-place finisher, with his teammate Toby Bauer third and Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley placing fourth. In the 4x200-meter relay, Southwest Valley had two teams in that race. They finished third and fourth in that meet Saturday. Also, the boys' 4x400-meter relay, Nottoway Valley, a second-place finish. Southwest Valley placed fourth in the high jump. Christian McEwen of Southwest Valley, the runner-up, and Addison Bull of Southwest Valley was fifth. The long jump saw Aaron Armstrong of Southwest Valley place third. Also, in the shot put event, Hunter Poston of Southwest Valley won the title. Clark was the overall team winner, with Southwest Valley placing second. Nottoway Valley was fifth overall in the team standings. Well, it'll be Kansas taking on Villanova in the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament at San Antonio this Saturday. Malik Newman almost single-handedly pushed the Jayhawks into the Final Four. He scored all 13 Kansas points in overtime and finished with a career-high 32 to lead an 85-81 overtime win against Duke in the Midwest Regional Finale at Omaha. Newman drilled his fifth and final three from the corner to make it 81-78 with a minute 49 left, and then followed with four straight free throws to close out the Jayhawks' 31st win. Trevin Duvall scored 20 points for Duke, which finished 29-8. Freshman star and future lottery pick Marvin Bagley added 16 points and 10 rebounds in what could have been his final game for the Blue Devils. Grayson Allen had 12 points for Duke, but missed a 10-foot bank shot at the end of regulation. The Wildcats have reached the semifinals for the second time in three seasons, as they post a 71-59 win over Texas Tech in the East Regional Final in Boston. Villanova won despite shooting just 33%, including 4 for 24 from three-point range, after entering the game as one of the most prolific three-point shooting teams in NCAA history. Fortunately for the Wildcats, they also held the Red Raiders to 33% from the field and finished with a lopsided 51-33 rebounding advantage. Eric Paschal finished with 12 points and 14 rebounds. Jalen Brunson chipped in 15 points, and Dante DiVincenzo scored 12 with 8 boards for Villanova. Keenan Evans had a team-high 12 points for the Red Raiders, but was just 3 of 15 from the floor. Jarrett Culver had 11 points for Texas Tech as their season ends 27-10 following their first berth in the regional finals. Well, there's a championship game on the slate for tonight in men's college basketball. It's in the CBI tournaments, the College Basketball Invitational. Championship game tonight has North Texas facing off against San Francisco for the championship of that postseason tourney. In NBA play on Sunday, Cleveland beat Brooklyn 121-114. It was Milwaukee over San Antonio 106-103. Indiana needed overtime to beat Miami 113-107. The LA Clippers beat Toronto 117-106. Boston downing Sacramento 104-93. The New York Knicks beat Washington 101-97. Portland edging Oklahoma City 108-105. Houston topping Atlanta 118-99. And Utah got by Golden State 110-91. The Warriors are going to open the NBA playoffs without Stephen Curry. Golden State coach Steve Kerr said the two-time MVP will not return for the first round of the playoffs next month because of a sprained left knee. An MRI exam Saturday showed a grade 2 sprain of his MCL. The team said Curry would be reevaluated in 3 weeks. Curry had returned from a 6-game absence after his latest right ankle injury Friday night, only to injure his left knee. In the NHL, only one game ended yesterday in regulation. That was Vancouver beating Dallas 4-1. The other four games all went into extra time as Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia in overtime 5-4. Winnipeg, a shootout winner, 5-4 over Nashville. Boston beat Minnesota in overtime 2-1. And it was Anaheim in overtime 5-4 winner over Edmonton. Washington pitcher Jeremy Hellickson, Cleveland slugger Mike Napoli, and Cincinnati outfielder Ben Revere were among the latest cuts as big league teams reached a deadline to make roster decisions. Kansas City pitcher Ricky Nolasco, Minnesota infielder Eric Ibar, and St. Louis reliever Jason Mott also were released. Also around baseball, Indians outfielder Michael Brantley will start the season on the disabled list as he slowly recovers from ankle surgery. The two-time All-Star began playing in spring games only a few days ago, and the team doesn't want to rush him back. Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright will start the season on the disabled list because of a strained left hamstring. With the longtime ace out, rookie Jack Flaherty will begin the year in the rotation as the fifth starter. Left-hander Wade LeBlanc has rejoined the Mariners 2 days after he asked for his release from the Yankees. The 33-year-old LeBlanc made 50 relief appearances for Pittsburgh last season, going 5-2 with a save and a 4.50 ERA. The Phillies and prized prospect Scott Kingery have reached a 6-year contract agreement. That's a major endorsement for a player who has yet to reach the big leagues. The 23-year-old Kingery is hitting .392 in 20 spring games and is tied for the Grapefruit League lead with 20 hits. Kingery has played second base in the minors. Rangers minor league coach Howard Johnson has been released from a hospital with several fractures in his cheekbone after he was hit by a line drive while in the dugout on Saturday. The Rangers said Sunday that Johnson's eye function was good and it didn't appear that he would need surgery. Well, with the season under his belt as a starter, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz expects quarterback Nate Stanley to take on more of a leadership role this spring. As a sophomore, Stanley passed for 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in leading the Hawkeyes to an 8-5 record.
Hope both of them improve, you know. But he did a pretty good job with ball security, but it could have been a little bit better. And more so in the pocket and just awareness in the pocket. And then but hopefully the touchdown number goes up, I hope. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
On a team with only a few seniors, Ferentz is counting on Stanley to be more of a leader.
You know, he's only a junior, but, you know, he's voted captain, so, you know, you're picking up some of that leadership base there, and that's going to be the key. We have, plenty of guys underneath that senior class that are capable of not only playing good football, but also having a leadership role for us, and it's going to be imperative if we're going to have a good football team.
Ferentz says that while Stanley had impressive numbers as a sophomore, there are plenty of areas where he can improve.
So you think about some of the moments he had, ball security and all that early in the season to where he got. So I think we're going to – there's nothing magical about it in any position, but, the quarterbacks are such a visible spot. Plus, they have a lot to process, but I think that – there's no way you can hand a guy experience, and that's a good thing. Plus, he's got a great attitude. He's really improvement-driven, so those two things are a pretty good combination.
Hawkeyes are in the middle of their spring drills currently. In NFL news, the New York Jets have added receiving depth by signing former Washington Redskins wide receiver Terrell Pryor. Pryor spent one disappointing season in Washington while hobbled by an ankle injury after signing a 1-year, $6 million deal. Meanwhile, Jets acting owner Christopher Johnson says the team has rescinded its offer to free agent defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, who was cut by the Dolphins. The Browns have agreed to a 2-year contract with free agent quarterback Drew Stanton, who will likely be the primary backup to Tyrod Taylor. Giants owner John Mara said the team doesn't have Odell Beckham Jr. on the trading block, and then stopped short of saying the controversial star receiver is untouchable. Speaking at the NFL meetings, Mara said he's not angry with Beckham, who recently was seen in a video in bed with a woman and what appeared to be a white powder. Though the timing of the video and its content is uncertain, he said he's disappointed with the player. In golf, Bubba Watson did Dustin Johnson a favor before capturing the Dell Technologies match play in Austin, Texas. Watson won his second World Golf Championships title with the biggest blowout since the match play format switched to 18 holes in 2011, a 7-6 victory over Kevin Kisner. The final victory came after Watson beat Justin Thomas 3-2 in the semifinals, allowing Johnson to remain number one in the world rankings. Steve Stricker nailed down his second straight PGA Tour Champions victory by taking the Raspican Systems Classic in Biloxi. The 51-year-old Stricker birdied all 4 par 5 holes in a 4-under 68 that left him 11-under for the tournament, 3 strokes better than Bill Andrade. And Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Bartonsville Speedway had to be postponed a day because of inclement weather. Rain and light snow started falling Saturday afternoon and continued into the night, creating dangerous driving conditions both near and on the track. There was no qualifying session for the Cup Series because of a wintry mix that moved through the area and halted the Truck Series race after just 23 laps on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.